Imagine fitting an entire, infinitely massive video game universe onto an old school floppy disk. Like every mountain, tree, and river.
Right, like procedural generation.
Exactly. It uses a tiny string of number, a single seed, to mathematically generate the entire world on the fly. So today on the Deep Dive, we're looking at a stack of research asking, well, what if we do that to artificial intelligence? We are digging into the LoomSeed neural network's proof of concept, which explores compressing massive AI models into microscopic digital seeds.
And the stakes here are just incredible. I mean, the Loom experiment successfully took a dense neural network of over 100,000 parameters and collapsed it down into exactly three 64-bit integers.
Wow, just three.
Yeah, just three. So instead of storing and transporting giant tables of continuous weights, which is, how AI normally works, you deterministically generate them from that tiny seed.
But wait, if you generate a whole network from a single seed, doesn't changing even one single bit cause a total chaotic avalanche? Like, wouldn't it entirely scramble the resulting network?
It absolutely does.
Because standard AI relies on backpropagation, right? Like smooth, continuous adjustments. You don't have smooth adjustments here, so how does it even learn?
Well, that's a massive mathematical roadblock because one tiny change creates a completely scrambled or orthogonal matrix. You completely lose that smooth slope that usually guides the AI's learning.
Oh, I see.
So researchers had to rely on evolutionary workarounds. At first, they tried a localized approach called warmth, basically flipping one bit at a time to see if the network improved. But that stalled out around 15% accuracy.
Because the warm bits go cold. Like, if they take one step in the wrong direction, the whole video game map completely changes shape.
Precisely. To fix this, they shifted to a clustered DNA island model. It tracks multiple populations of these seeds. And the framework monitors something called topological cosine similarity.
Wait, hold on. Topological cosine similarity, in plain English, is the system just checking to see if the network shapes are starting to look too much like clones of each other?
Yes, exactly. And if they become too similar, the system aggressively injects fresh, random immigrant DNA to force diversity.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, and this pushed the accuracy up to nearly 19%.
Which is a start, but 19% accuracy isn't exactly going to run the world.
No, definitely not.
It sounds like pure seeds can sketch the broad outlines of an AI, but they kind of struggle to sculpt the fine, continuous detail.
Right, they do hit a ceiling. So to push past it, researchers merged this discrete seed math with biological learning principles. See, biological brains don't use standard backpropagation.
Okay, why not?
They lack the two-way street, the bidirectional synaptic symmetry that's required for it. Instead, they use something much closer to target propagation.
I'm not familiar with target propagation. How does that work compared to standard AI?
Well, instead of mathematically calculating the exact error backwards through the whole system, it pushes an idealized target backward.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it basically tells local modules, hey, here's what you should aim for, and then lets them update themselves asynchronously.
Okay, so they're working independently.
Exactly. And when researchers paired this logic with pseudo-random basis frameworks like PNC or SeedLM, the results were staggering.
Right, because SeedLM took the massive 70 billion parameter Llama 3 model and shrank it down to 3-bit equivalents, right?
Yes, while keeping 97.9% of its original accuracy.
Hold on. How does freezing a random network and just tweaking it get you to 97% accuracy on a 70 billion parameter model?
Think of it like a master chef blending spices. You aren't changing the chemical makeup of the individual spices, which in this case are the procedurally generated seeds.
Okay, that makes sense.
You're just optimizing the continuous linear mixtures, the recipe basically that combines them.
So if the entire AI is essentially just a 64-bit seed and a mixing recipe generated on my phone, I mean, that changes way more than just storage space.
Oh, definitely.
It eradicates the whole memory bandwidth wall. Usually my device struggles by fetching gigabytes of data from memory over to the processor.
Right? It completely changes the hardware bottleneck. Your phone won't fetch gigabytes of weights anymore.
Wow.
It dynamically generates the AI matrix directly in its localized cache, performs the calculation, and then instantly discards it.
God, it's wild.
Yeah, it basically trades idle compute cycles for a massive reduction in memory reads.
And that fundamentally alters security too, right? Like if someone steals that seed over a network.
It's an absolute cryptographic vault. If a hacker intercepts the model but lacks your exact 64-bit seed decryption key, they don't get a slightly degraded AI.
What do they get?
They get completely stochastic, useless noise.
It is such a wild journey from relying on massive, rigid parameter matrices to this elegant, biologically inspired procedural generation.
The implications for edge computing and AI architecture are really just beginning to surface.
And it leaves you with an incredible thought to chew on. In biology, there's the Baldwin effect, where evolutionary pressure rewards structures that are naturally predisposed to successful behaviors.
Right, without needing a long learning phase.
Exactly. So if AI topologies can now be hyper-compressed into discrete integers that evolve autonomously, we have to ask, are we approaching a future where artificial intelligence ceases to be mathematically programmed and is instead organically bred like a digital organism?
It really makes you wonder.
It does. Next time you boot up one of those procedurally generated video game worlds, just imagine the next great AI might be grown exactly the same way.